We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are on the line with National Weather Service meteorologist John Hitchcock. And John, we see that there's new information regarding winter storm watches for the region. Can you tell us the latest?
Yeah, we have expanded the winter storm watch to now cover the Niagara Frontier. That's from Wednesday evening through early Thursday afternoon. It still looks like we're in for a heavy lake effect snow event well to the south of the city for later Thursday through Saturday. But preceding that, we might see a widespread general snowfall that impacts much of western New York. That would begin later Wednesday evening and go through Thursday morning. There's still some uncertainty as to the exact snow amounts during that time period, but looks like most of western New York will see accumulating and potentially significant snow for later Wednesday evening through Thursday morning.
We would love to get an idea of exactly how much snowfall people can expect during the heaviest times. We're seeing some figures upwards of 1 inch to 2 inches per hour. Do you know where it's going to be the heaviest and really how fast it is going to be coming down?
Yeah, initially with this general snow, we might see 1 inch per hour or even a little higher than 1 inch per hour from late Wednesday evening through the pre-dawn hours of Thursday. There's still a lot of uncertainty with exactly where that heavy snow will fall and exactly how much, however. So it's a changing situation, but our initial first estimate would be for 4 to 8 or 5 to 9 inches in general across western New York during the first phase of this. And as we go into the lake effect snow, we may see an excess of 1 inch per hour at times across the higher terrain from southern Erie and Wyoming counties down into the southern tier from Thursday afternoon through Friday and even into Saturday. Not the entire time, but there will be periods of heavy snow across the higher terrain.
How is it going to be different in the southern portions of western New York compared to, say, northern Erie and Niagara counties?
Yeah, northern Erie and Niagara counties, and for the city of Buffalo, the period of heavy snow will be relatively brief from Wednesday evening through Thursday morning. After that, we'll have periods of light snow and blowing snow, but across the southern tier, they get that initial area of heavy snow Wednesday night, and then it continues right through Thursday, Friday, even in the Saturday morning. So a much longer duration of moderate to heavy snow for the higher terrain, and that will lead to much higher amounts by the time this is all said and done.
And then just after all this, what are the temperatures looking like during this time? Is it going to get colder? Are we expecting another warm-up towards the end of the week?
It will get quite a bit colder as we go through this event. We'll have highs in the 20s on Thursday, and actually temperatures will slowly fall through the 20s on Thursday. The coldest air comes in by Friday and Saturday, highs only in low 20s, along with the pretty nasty wind chill for those 2 days. And then we do warm up again pretty quickly early next week. We'll be back in the 40s, it looks like, by next Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.